views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show. It's internationally syndicated, and I'm talking to you today from Hubbard Radio here in Seattle on 1150 AM KKNW. And you may be listening on one of the 90 syndicated channels or on transformationtalkradio.com or perhaps on christineupchurch.com after the fact. But whenever and wherever you're listening from today, I'm so glad you've joined us here. We are going to be talking about something that is important for everybody, that relates to us as individuals, and it relates to how we fit into the world and what is going on in the world. And it is a crazy world. We're going to be talking about that in just a few moments. But before we get into the exciting guest we have today, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio, who does his magic so you can hear these wonderful conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Good morning, Benny.
You say it all the time. It's magic. I don't know. It could be magic. I might be, you know, pulling a rabbit out of my hat, so to speak.
Yes, but you know, with all those boards over there, all the computers,
well, yeah,
the technology, and you connect up Blog Talk Radio, the Transformation Talk Radio, you get the guests on, you deal with the technological issues.
Keep it coming, okay, I like this. Keep it going. Oh, okay, settle down.
And if you don't understand it, you know, it's kind of magic. It's sort of like... Yeah, I mean, it's technology, but you've got it mastered, and I appreciate you.
And I think you're magical behind the microphone over there doing your thing.
Well, thank you. I got you fooled, don't I?
Yeah, you do, actually. Well played.
I'm really excited about our guest today. She's been on the show before, and she has been playing such an important role through our transformation on this planet over the last several decades. And the person I'm talking about is none other than Penny Pierce. She is a respected clairvoyant, empath, visionary, author, and she's a popular lecturer and trainer. She is one of the early pioneers of the intuition development movement, and she has worked throughout the U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, and South Africa since the mid-70s, but she's only like 35. Coaching business and government leaders, psychologists, scientists, celebrities, and those on a spiritual path about the hidden dynamics of what makes for true success. She's the author of, get this, 10 books. And she has just written a new book in a series. The first in the series was The Intuitive Way, The Definitive Guide to Increasing Your Awareness. The next one was Frequency, The Power of Personal Vibration. Then the next one after that was Leap of Perception, The Transforming Power of Your Attention. And the latest book is Transparency, Seeing Through to Our Expanded Human Capacity. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Penny Pierce. Hi, Penny.
Well, thanks for all that. Especially for my age estimate.
You should just take her around with you, right? Just kind of have her by your side. Like...
Oh, well, you know, it's funny because the time flies. It's like... And I look at you, I mean, I know you and I have sat down and had dinner together, so it's not like it's just looking at your picture on Facebook or something. You know, you and I have interacted one-on-one. And so, yes, when I think, she's been doing this since the mid-70s, how can that be?
I spent half my life in trance, so I haven't aged, I guess.
And I do believe that there really is something to it, like when we're interacting with these higher frequency vibrations, you know, through, you know, intuition and healing, that it shifts our vibrational field. And I actually, you know, I myself, when I was evaluated by Konstantin Gorodkov's people, they were surprised because my energetic age was 23 years younger than my chronological age. And they normally don't see that. But I think that, you know, age means something different as you work your way into higher frequencies.
Definitely. And I think it actually relates to the transparency theme in a way, because I think that as you, let's say, don't clamp down on negative thinking and don't hold negative ideas of yourself or of life, which, of course, prevents energy from flowing.
Right.
You know,
right.
And so if you don't do that and you let your energy flow and you let yourself adapt and you stay open-minded and you don't hold big concepts about yourself or what you're supposed to be like when you're 40, 50, 60 or whatever, you know, you just, you don't age, honestly, the same way. And I think that more of the soul actually gets through and comes out in your creations and in your self-expression.
Right. And I think that there's also an aspect of looking beyond whatever, like, you know, smile lines or something, and seeing the vibrancy, that honest-to-God light coming through a person that makes them seem more youthful.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes, I don't know, clairvoyantly, you can almost see or feel, maybe, when people are clear, there's nothing in their aura.
Uh-huh.
It's a weird feeling, like they just feel fresh and clean like a baby, do you know?
Right, right.
And you go, wow, you look 15 years younger. What happened to you, you know?
Yeah.
And it's because you just let go of a whole lot of stuff that was, I call it clutter,
right,
you know,
right.
But old fear ideas and things that cause you to be slower and denser.
And I know we want to get into details associated with this, but, you know, Penny, given what has happened this week, particularly with, you know, the shooting in Las Vegas, I want to take a step back. Let's look at the bird's eye perspective on what's going on the planet right now, and then start talking about how we can sort of acclimate to that and help create a shift.
Yeah. Well, I'll step back several steps, because part of it, I think, is it's an incredibly important part of a larger transformation process that we and the Earth are going through, which has to do with this clearing of the clutter.
Mm-hmm.
So as the frequency on the planet increases, which I do believe is happening very rapidly, everything's faster, and even the frequency of the Earth itself is been measured as being higher. At that point, then, the subconscious mind empties, because there's nowhere for all that fear stuff to be stored anymore, because its frequency is gone. You know, it comes up to the surface. And so we're in this process right now where a lot of the old fears and things we didn't want to think about and old memories of, you know, awful stuff are surfacing in our own individual lives and in nationalities, you know, in the current events. So we're kind of swimming around in a sea of negativity right now where everybody's stuff is up and reenacting. Or they're afraid of it reenacting, so then they clamp down and try to prevent it from happening, and then we get, you know, this kind of controlling fundamentalist narcissism stuff we're getting in politics today. Or we're getting people avoiding the fear totally, just like ostrich, put your head in the sand, and you look at the opioid addictions that are happening. I mean, it's like people are running away, committing suicide, getting addicted, or fighting and controlling and trying to assert their own reality in really strong, vehement ways.
And I also see that people have been avoiding allowing the grief that they feel. I think of it as sort of like the collective grief about the world not being the way, you know, we, if we're in alignment with our soul, we want it to be. And so there are some very conscious individuals who actually have been avoiding feeling it, like wanting to only stay positive, wanting to, you know, stay away from this. And yet it feels to me like that too interferes with that flow.
Well, it's part of the same thing. It's an avoidance. You know, I think grief to the soul doesn't actually exist.
Because
no loss.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever gone. You know, things come into form, they go out of form, their blueprint is still there, their reality is still there, and you can create it by, you know, putting attention on it.
Sure.
And so to think about that we don't have something, that's left brain domination.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the left brain does. It says, well, I'm not that, and I can't do that, and you will never be like that, and the world is not a good place, and it's a place of suffering, and because it doesn't like change.
Yeah.
So it tries to keep us, defined in the way that it defines us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of think that there's a feeling here that we have to just, understand that this is happening. We can try to resist it. We can fight it. We can agree with it. And it just keeps it in play.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't engage with all this stuff and just go to the reality that you know is actually true. Now, I don't mean be apathetic or not reach out and help people when they need help.
Sure.
But I'm talking about your basic way of seeing the world is that you go into that third point above the opposition that makes for the equilateral triangle.
Perspective, yeah.
You see, those two things are opposite, but they actually fit together.
Right.
But when you're in either or, you can't see anything. You're stuck, if that makes sense, So
sure.
I think that we're trying to eclipse oppositional consciousness, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bipartisan anymore. There's many kinds of consciousness, and there's one unifying consciousness where you see each other in each other.
Right. Absolutely.
And so we're looking for that more unifying way of seeing the world and being in the world, and saturate with that,
mm-hmm.
stay in it,
mm-hmm.
draw the attention out of the oppositions and the fighting and the hiding and the all that stuff that people are going through, the avoiding and the confronting and the controlling. Just don't participate with it. Take your attention out, and it'll start to fade a bit. Because it's attention that keeps it alive.
Interesting. Right.
Put your attention in the more spiritually based kind of reality where things are basically harmonious.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a long-term thing, but you can do it every moment.
Right.
And I'm not condoning any violence at all, ever, But I can see there are triggers for a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people have suppressed an awful lot of fear, and now that it's coming up, they feel like they can't handle it.
Yeah.
And so they try to project it away from themselves and look at the guy who killed all those people. I'm sure that's what he was doing, was like, I don't want to have to feel this, so you can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, that kind of thing is part of the insanity that's happening right now.
Right. And we're going to have to go to a quick break, but when we return, I'm going to be curious from your perspective if the victimhood actually plays into this whole picture as well, and if maybe on a global level, if the weather changes, things like all these hurricanes, if this relates to the shifting on the earth. More with Penny Pierce here in just a few moments.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
The goal for the Art of Powerful Living Radio is to inspire every human to live lives that are rich, fulfilling, on purpose, and fun. This hit show with Robert Schoenfeld is a fresh approach to boldly living our lives with creativity, courage, patience, wisdom, love, and power. Join Robert every month with Dr. Pat Baselli for the Art of Powerful Living Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. The wonderful Tom Petty. That was tragic news, but oh my goodness, did he share his gifts while on this planet or what? Thank you, Benny, for playing that. And it's so nice to have you here, Penny. You know, we're talking about the state of the world and the evolution that's underway and how we as individuals are being called to evolve. So, there's the fear that's coming up. Is it affecting the weather?
Or the weather's affecting us.
All
tied together. I think the weather's often really connected to the collective emotional body of humanity. So a lot of storms, you know, it's cleansing. It's, you know, emotions being released. Mm-hmm. But I was telling a friend that I've had this week or two, a building kind of irritation and agitation with small things like people overcharging me or, you know, just silly things in the environment that usually don't upset me. But, you know, and then I get obsessive about this, you know, and I have these dialogues in my head about these people or whatever. And then I just stopped and thought, wait a minute, this is the same way I felt before Mount St. Helens erupted back when.
Right.
And because I'm not an angry person, and then I thought, I bet this has something to do with volcanoes or earthquakes or some kind of explosion coming, because the pressure's building up, and that's what I feel is this irritation to want to release the pressure.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I wonder if the guy in Las Vegas was part of that feeling too.
Right.
And then a friend sent me an article about how the whole Pacific Rim volcanoes are active. I mean, and then there's a map. I just put it on my Facebook page. Huge activation of volcanoes, either currently erupting or about to.
Yeah, when there's a series of a whole bunch of little earthquakes near them, you know, they can predict that they're probably going to erupt. And yeah, the Pacific Rim, you know, has been very, very active. I actually I watch Dutch Synths. He actually is really good at predicting earthquakes. And he's figured out the patterns that they flow in, and he predicted both earthquakes in Mexico, among other places. Mm-hmm. He's actually saved lives. Anyway, it's been incredibly active the past month or so. And it's there is some shifting. And I think that for those of us who are sensitive, you're just talking about how, like, you were emotionally behaving in a certain way that was not something that you did these days and mm-hmm. normally. And so I know that I myself was feeling really off for about a week. And I remember waking up one morning and saying, something bad's going to happen. And it just sort of came out of my mouth before I actually had processed anything.
Yeah.
And then the night of the shooting down in Vegas, I woke up at, I don't know, about 1 o'clock, and I thought I was about to die. I was afraid I was about to die. And I'm like, am I about to have a heart attack or what? And it's like, no, I have no idea what this is about. And yet, so we're connected. And
that's it. Yeah, well, first of all, we're also, because the frequency on the planet is getting higher, and then that means our body's frequency is getting higher. That means we're becoming more ultra-sensitive to, I've been calling it energy information. You know, it's like frequencies and vibrations that carry data, really.
Uh-huh. Oh, I like that. They carry data, yeah.
Yeah, and so we're picking that up, but we haven't gotten in the habit of translating that up into the left brain so we can make sense of it. Mm-hmm. It's like me going for a week being irritated and then realizing, wait, this is something. You know, it's not just that I'm irritated and in a bad mood.
Right.
It is something I'm picking up on from the energy. And I think that part of the higher acceleration is that we cannot separate so much anymore from the unified field. We are the unified field.
Right.
There's no line between us and an outside world. There's no volcano over there. There's no shooter over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of our personal reality now,
right.
You know, and
right.
and that in some way symbolic of something we're doing in our own self internally. Might be at a very small percentage, you know, not as dramatic, but I think everything is so interconnected now that compartmentalize,
mm-hmm.
really.
Right.
Yeah.
So when we're experiencing these things and we haven't learned how to translate or what, you know, basically what the different sensations, what the different emotions, what the different connections, the downloads from this connection to all that is, and when it's affecting us, how do we deal with it?
Well, I think we have to learn about intuition.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that is the next skill, because we're, you know, I've said in all my books that we're approaching really the end of the information age, where things are still very linear, and we're perceiving, you know, beginning, middle, end, and cause and effect thinking. And we're moving into the intuition age, where, you know, linear perception isn't fast enough.
Right.
We need all at once direct knowing, which is intuitive knowing, energy information coming in and being able to get it in the moment. It's like we're getting pattern recognition.
Uh-huh.
And in that pattern is a ton of information that has to be translated.
Yeah.
And that translation now is a key skill of moving it from the right brain to the left brain, or moving it from the body to the mind,
uh-huh.
you know, and
right.
from the larger field around us into our personal field inside us.
Mm-hmm.
I
think about what's been going on in the U.S. politically, and about how, you know, Russia basically hacked one way or another into our election process. But the huge way that they did it was through, you know, like, you know, propaganda on the internet. So here we are, and we're in this information age, and we get as much information as we want really, really quickly. And yet what's unfolding is we're being given, purposely being given misinformation. And that's probably not, you know, it goes well beyond just that one scenario. So it seems to me we're going to have to develop the intuition, or we're not even going to be able to assess, like, what's true, like, you know, information and what's not.
Well, absolutely, and that's why the whole fake news thing has come up. It's all about, and this is where transparency comes in, really, because we think of transparency as the ability to get truthful information,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's a kind of a, I call that horizontal transparency. It's in the physical world, you know. But right now, we are skewing the information we receive via our emotional biases.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so it's not necessarily ultimately the big T, you know. It is relatively true according to each person's, you know, personal reality as it is at the moment.
So,
and, yeah.
So what do we do with that? If it's related to our emotions, how do we decipher, like, more of the big T, the big truth?
Again, this is like the skill of developing intuition and developing centeredness, neutrality, getting out of fear into a kind of neutral, observing place. I call that your home frequency, the soul and the body.
Right.
Where you're not voting on things either way. You're looking for what actually is happening here. What's going on?
Right.
You know, what's the process that's underneath the surface of the events that's causing things, you know, and really looking in an investigative way to find these things out. And that means that you have to learn to be centered and to be neutral and those kinds of things, and to be able to access the right brain, which does not have language.
Right.
You know, the right brain is like the dog laying in the sun, you know, it's direct communion with the unified field. You're part of everything. There's no real specific knowledge even. It's everything at once.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yet,
you then need the left brain to interrupt the right brain so that you can have focus and bring things into consciousness. Yeah. Otherwise, you're just immersed in all knowledge.
Yeah, which is a nice place to be on some level, but when in human form...
meditation, it's a nice place to be able to access. And, you know, you could call this the imaginal realm, too.
Right.
All possibilities worlds of physics, you know, that when you let go of just focusing in this world with the left brain and relax and open up, all possibilities are there.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose something totally different and focus on it, and it can come in and be your reality.
Right.
You know, it's very easy to change a reality.
And that's really exciting, because if we learn to do that on an individual level, then we have great power as a collective. And we're going to be talking more about that in a few moments, but we have to go to a break. More with Penny Pierce here in just a few moments.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Isn't it time to put your health first? To give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled MICHEL.com/book.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, Clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, I've got one of my favorite authors, Penny Pierce, here today, and she is talking about her new book, Transparency, Seen Through to Our Expanded Human Capacity. Oh, gosh. So, Penny, you talk about something called bridge time. What is that?
I think we're in a period of time right now where a lot of people are getting quite clear, you know, who've been on a spiritual path or a personal growth path for many years and are becoming what I've been talking about of becoming transparent.
Uh-huh.
So let me define that for just a minute, because to me, transparency, there's horizontal transparency we talked about in the previous segment where it's about information,
uh-huh,
getting truthful information, but there's vertical transparency, which is where the spiritual realm or the soul merges with the physical realm.
Okay.
So you suddenly have this realization, hey, wait a minute, I'm the soul. I'm here in my body, in my personality.
Right.
I'm not just that. I'm the soul. And spirit is inside matter and always has been. You know, so there's a realization of the integration of the non-physical and physical worlds,
right,
that it's simultaneous. And when that happens and you identify as the soul doesn't recognize fear. I mean, it honestly does not know that it exists. It's not, doesn't compute.
Yeah.
And so when that happens, you think about that old way of perceiving the world based on secrets and lies and hiding and having masks and, you know, controlling things.
Uh-huh.
And you go, well, this is stupid. You know, why would I want to do that? It's not even real. And you let go of all that, and you allow yourself to be seen. You let yourself be vulnerable and exposed and totally authentic, because everybody can see all of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even if you've made a few mistakes along the way, so is everybody else, and we have all that in common. And it just opens us to our larger humanity.
And
so getting into that vertical transparency is really, I think, a close state to enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's quite enlightenment yet, but it's really this huge opening.
Right.
You know, and so the bridge time, to go back to that, is, I think, a time where a lot of people are becoming transparent, and a lot of people are sort of becoming that way, and other people haven't even started,
uh-huh,
or are fighting it. And so if you look at the idea of, shall I allow myself to be exposed and,
uh-huh,
be vulnerable and really show myself to the world for who I am and not try to market myself as this great guru or whatever,
right,
it is, you know,
yes.
What'll happen to me? You know, am I going to get attacked by all the immature people,
uh-huh,
or put down or, you know, and it's, I have a whole huge chunk of the book that's about guiding us through this,
mm-hmm, right,
time of trial, because we have to just hold our own and be courageous. Just keep being yourself. Keep,
mm-hmm,
on walking. Keep on opening up and letting people see who you are and sharing. And what happens, I think, is that other people, when you're authentic and undefended,
mm-hmm,
then other people feel comfortable with you, actually.
Yes.
They feel like they can be relaxed and undefended.
Uh-huh.
And if they can see you, then you can see them.
Right.
And then when you can both see each other, then unusually you can start to see through situations and problems. And you start to have this incredible intuition, this X-ray vision, you know, that comes naturally because this whole thing is so contagious.
And yet, don't you think that there can be some difficulties with the transition? Because I find that, you know, I'm far more truthful with, you know, my soul's truth. And I'm far more transparent to people. Mm-hmm. And although I think people are attracted to that, some people, particularly people who have been in my life for a while, may find it a little disconcerting. Like, wow, you're just like, you just go directly to, you know, speaking your truth. And it's not like there's any emotion necessarily with it. It's just kind of like, yeah, you know, this is the way I feel. And it's kind of, it's sort of disconcerting.
If people haven't decided to open up and show themselves, then they will probably be defensive or judgmental because they're taking it unconsciously as a sense that, oh, if they're doing it, then I'm supposed to do it. And I'm not ready yet. I don't want to, you know, or, you know, and so they'll take that on as like you're an outside authority telling them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think there are ways of talking to people where you just say, you know, in my experience is this, and I don't know if that applies it to anybody else, you know, and there are ways to just be simple and humble about the way you talk about your own reality.
And yet I think that even when you're putting it in like, you know, putting in terms that makes it go over more softly, shall we say, there's an aspect of truth that scares people. And it's almost like I think some people are really drawn to it and some people are probably a little uneasy about it because if we are taking our masks off, then yes, it gives them permission, but doesn't it bring up fear for them? Taking their own masks off.
To the extent that they believe in hiding and that they need to wear a mask and that they need to please others and they need to be a certain way in order to be safe.
Uh-huh.
Right? Uh-huh. And I think as we become transparent, we become highly compassionate.
Yes.
And at that point, you know, you can see through to what that person's vulnerability is and you can address it. You don't knock them over the head. You address that and help them come into a more relaxed state.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. I've had a couple of friends over the years tell me that when they first met me, they had a hard time looking into my eyes because they thought that I looked directly into them. And I found that interesting because these are people who are, you know, very conscious on their paths. And yet I think there's an aspect of, like, on some level, we crave to be fully seen, and yet on this other level, we're terrified by it.
I've experienced that, too, with some people where I felt like they were boring into me.
Uh-huh.
And I think they actually probably were. I learned at one point that if you open your eyes and relax them and let people see into you, they feel like they're being seen. And it's the same thing we were just talking about, you know. It's like no force required,
just
presence, and then no agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And there's permission then, and then people can feel safe. Because I think being vulnerable right now is one of the most crucial, wonderful, important things.
Yes, absolutely.
For us, you know, to relax all that. Monitoring of our behavior and safeguarding of our ego and all that to, you know, let other people be the way they are.
Mm-hmm. And yet, I think in terms of the vulnerability, and I know that people are absolutely drawn to that. You think about, like, who's popular on Facebook Live, for instance. They're the ones who, like, climbing out of bed without any makeup on, who are, you know, speaking into their phones, or people who are sharing, you know, deep emotions or something about not being perfect, so to speak. And yet there's an aspect of it where if we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, it's not just about being vulnerable to others. It's about facing our own vulnerabilities to ourselves. And I think that mm-hmm. is like an important stage of our own personal evolution, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. you have to, in order to do that, you have to look into yourself and see where you have devised these methodologies to, you know, project yourself into the world to, in order to get certain results.
Uh-huh.
Right? You know, this thing where you're using willpower and cleverness to achieve safety.
Right.
And, you know, the soul, when it's present, it's, like I said, it's so contagious.
Yes.
You know, like, people don't get mad at the Dalai Lama. Uh-huh. You know, you get around somebody like that and you just melt and start laughing.
Right, right.
Have a good time with them.
Yeah.
And, or like, look at old comedians like George Burns, I always think of, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, just lovable, relaxed, happy, funny people who don't hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you know, and that's the way I think when you're authentic. That's really what starts coming out, because there are no shoulds with the soul.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's always curious. It's always looking for growth and creativity and the soul in other people.
Uh-huh. Right. And I think that it's when we allow ourselves to get to that state, then it we're not only seeing, you know, the transparency of others, we become more transparent to ourselves, which is very powerful, and it also has the potential to, you know, be healing, because it does. It's kind of like I sometimes will have these thoughts about something, and I will see the different parts of myself. Like, if I'm thinking about taking some action, oh well, there's that piece that has attachment, or there's that piece that wants to show up fully to be kind and compassionate. And there's that piece that wants to hide. And it's kind of like, as we become more transparent, then it's like a whole different kind of processing when we're looking at ourselves.
Yes. It relates a little to what we said somewhere earlier in the show about how everything's so interconnected, because when you're feeling that sense of openness and giving permission to yourself to have any kind of thought you want or do any kind of thing you want. And you're checking it, of course, with your own heart,
uh-huh.
with your own truth.
Right, right.
Then other people feel it, and then they do it more. Then they see you, then you do it more.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, it just builds.
Yeah.
It snowballs. And I think that if you get a lot of people doing that together, you know, you might like think of a company where everybody was operating that way. You would have these amazing levels of innovation and creativity and mutual responsibility and, you know, group mind visions coming through or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be
right.
amazing.
Yeah.
Which I think is coming soon. You know, more and more. I heard a friend of mine the other day saying that, you know, the Starbucks CEO, I forget his name, which, you know, you probably know it.
Yeah.
You know, it was talking about the soul of the company.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're starting to use the word soul in business.
Right.
Which nobody's done for, you know, until now.
Yeah.
The times are ripe for some of this stuff.
That's great. That's great. We have to go to another quick break, but stay tuned for more.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Christine Epchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. And if you're listening to this live, that's great. You want to listen to it again or share with other people, go to ChristineEpchurch.com after the fact. Probably by Saturday, by tomorrow, it will be, the archives will be there on the radio show page. And Penny, I want to make sure before we run out of time with our conversation that people know how they can get in touch with you. Can you share your information,
yes,
please?
My website is just my name, but it's spelled P-E-N-N-E-Y and then P-E-I-R-C-E, pennypierce.com.
Okay, great.
And, of course, the book is just out, and it's available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Books A Million and, mm-hmm, you know, local bookstores.
Yeah, and it's an important part of the series. That it's been a fabulous series, and I've so appreciated what you've been bringing to the world and the way you're able to communicate someone, you know, it doesn't sound woo-woo, you know, that's a thing.
That's what I really try to be, that translator of some of this higher abstract stuff down into, you know, understanding that, you know, I myself as a 5-year-old might understand it.
Yeah, well, and I think it's important, too, because this transformation is occurring whether people want to get woo-woo or not, and so it's important that all of us, as many of us as possible, can kind of come to terms with it, you know, on a rational basis.
Well, my feeling is that there is a process underway. The process has steps. It goes through stages, uh-huh, and you can navigate it, and you can do it easily. Or you can resist it and have it, you know, backfire on you. Mm-hmm. You might as well learn about it and do it, you know, smoothly.
Right.
Instead of feeling like you're being overwhelmed by things in the world, you know, get with the program.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know? Yes. And I know you've got a lot of guidance in your book, some exercises to do and so forth. Can you just share a few tips?
That's a big question about what. I mean, the book is just so full of information.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, always it's the important thing is to learn to center, bring back your consciousness from wherever you've projected it to, whatever fantasies or negative realities or whatever. Mm-hmm. Get back in the center of yourself. Move out of your left brain, which is always talking. Mm-hmm. Get quiet. Drop. I say call it stop and drop. You know, get in your body, relax, and start to feel into things. Like, what am I noticing right now? And why? What's behind that? Or what am I trying to show myself? Mm-hmm. And believe in your own inner perceiver that helps you notice what you notice. And ask yourself questions and get answers from that part of your own mind.
Right.
You know, and make that a habit. And don't let yourself stay out in that negative vibrational frequency of the current events mm-hmm. for more than a minute or two, you know, and they say, wait a minute, this is not the way I really want to feel. So let me get back into my own preferred state. Mm-hmm. Now I'll think about these things. You know, that's the key thing. And the transparency part is about then noticing that in the present moment, you may be having negative old things popping up. Mm-hmm. You know, like I had my irritation coming up. Well, that's good for me to look at to see why do I let myself be that way?
Right.
And so whatever comes up, to me, it's data and it's evolutionary. Mm-hmm. Nothing really negative. So, it's all there because it's leading us forward into the next level of wisdom.
Do you how do you decipher when something is like your own stuff coming up, or whether you're picking up on kind of more the mass consciousness? You know that
I don't think it matters if you're picking up on it, if you're noticing it. Uh-huh. It's in both places because there's no outside world, remember?
Okay, right.
The
right.
mass consciousness is your bigger mind.
Uh-huh.
And yes, it's still quite confused, and your true self is saying, and I'm not going to vote for that. I'm not mm-hmm. going to add energy to it.
Right.
It can be there, but I'm creating my own reality based on the clarity of what I really know to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And then you create kind of a clear space in the field and become a place where other people will come to rest and to find clarity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more you agree with what everybody else is doing that's dealing with fear and resisting it and fighting it and avoiding it, and then you're caught and you can't remember who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's always about centering and reestablishing your own soul's vibration. Again and again and again and again mm-hmm. until it becomes so second nature that it's your new normal.
So if it's really about alignment, you know, within the moment, within whatever we're picking up, are we supposed to just worry about what frequency we're in, or are we supposed to take action into the world as well?
You're not supposed to worry about anything, first of all, because okay. that's negative thinking.
Okay.
Right? The first step is get back into your preferred state and your own home frequency.
Uh-huh.
That allows you to have clarity to think properly about what you really, truly want to do and what's on purpose for you and what's fun for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for some people, it would be really, you know, on purpose and even fun maybe to go and help the victims of the hurricanes.
Right.
You know, that would make them feel good in their heart to do that. And other people feel good giving money or other people write a book.
Mm-hmm.
Your own self-expression you'll get when you get calm and quiet and not live by the shoulds.
Uh-huh. So it should feel good as opposed to feel should.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Exactly.
So, gosh, we're running out of time here in about a minute or so. What's your vision for where we're headed?
I have a very positive vision. I feel that we are shifting and bifurcating in a way that there's a world that's going to be a very high frequency Earth that's starting to be born and separating out from the other Earth. People are choosing which world they want to live in at uh-huh. this point. And uh-huh. I think this is all in the inner worlds, you know, but it's very possible that a lot of people will die
mm-hmm.
and go, you know, and reincarnate back onto the slower frequency Earth
uh-huh.
and go on at their own speed. And then there are others who are already getting extremely transparent and clear that'll just shift into a more transparent reality.
Interesting.
So actually, I feel like everything's evolving. I don't see that there's any negativity, really.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And
especially when you look at it from the soul's point of view.
Right. Yeah.
About how would you engineer evolution for all these different levels of consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Penny, it's been fabulous. Everybody, pennypierce.com, PennePierce.com, and the new book is called Transparency. Thank you so much for being here today, Penny.
Thanks, Christine.
And I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.